The opening words of chapter 4 is in sharp contrast to the closing remarks of chapter 3. In the closing of chapter 3, James spoke of the peace of the heavenly wisdom. But here, he opens up chapter 4, and he's dealing with the strife of a carnal conflict. Here's what he said. From where comes wars and fightings among you? Come they not even of your lust that war in your members? You lust and have not. You kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you have not because you ask not. You ask and receive not because you ask amiss that you may consume it upon your own lust. I want to read these same verses in another translation, and here's what it says. Whatever leads to the unending quarrels and conflicts among you, do they not come from your carnal desires that wage war in your bodily members, fighting for control over you? You are jealous and covet what others have, and your lust goes unfulfilled. So you murder. You are envious and cannot obtain the object of your affection. So you fight and battle. You do not have because you do not ask it of God. You ask God for something and do not receive it because you ask with the wrong motives, out of selfishness and with an unrighteous agenda, so that when you get what you want, you spend it on your own desires. I like that translation also. So here, in chapter 4, James is dealing with the inner cause of conflicts. Wars come from within. This is a truth that James would drive home to his readers. He was addressing himself to a spiritual problem existing within the circle of believers. He's still speaking to my brothers. These were professing Christians, but they were not getting along very well as followers of Christ. Within their own fellowship, there was envy and strife. In an appeal to conscience, James asks, from where does these things come from? Fightings and wars among you? Are they not due to a war that's being waged in your own spirit? You have your heart set on what the world can give you, and as a result, you're in trouble. Worldly desires conflict with each other. These lusts that war in your members disturb your peace of mind. You covet what you cannot have without injury to another. So you fight and kill and spread conflict to others. The basic trouble is that you allow unholy desires to possess your spirit. These desires, if unclean and unchecked, leads to spiritual disaster. Now, I would interpret the words kill, fight, and war as figuratively. It's not probably that these actually occurred in the Christian community. Also, both James and his Christian readers would be familiar with Jesus's interpretation. To harbor evil desires against a brother was, in God's sight, violating the commandment to love thy neighbor as thyself. In chapter 4 and verse 1 and 2, I believe James is saying, you stay upset all the time because you try to get all the things you want through your own effort. You're never going to get it that way. You're only going to end up being jealous, hating people, and having bad relationships because you want what they've got. You do not have because you don't ask it of God. But you may say, I've asked God. He just have not given these things to me. Well, I ask you, does a loving parent give children the keys to the car before they are old enough to drive? Of course not. Parents do not give their children everything they ask for. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.